Okay, let's dive in. What have we got on the desk today? Looks like a stack of insights about something, well, absolutely critical for any business selling things online or, in a physical store.
Yeah, payments. Specifically payment optimization.
Exactly. Our sources for this deep dive, they're a collection of client testimonials and reference videos for a company called EcomStream.
That's right. And our mission here really is to try and cut through the noise in these sources. We want to understand straight from the clients who've used them what EcomStream actually does.
What results are they reporting?
Yes, and maybe more fundamentally, why this kind of specialized expertise matters so much in today's, well, let's face it, incredibly complex world of retail payments.
And it sounds like complex might be putting it mildly. I saw right at the top, Stefan Scheilemann from Swiss Sense. He points out the sheer challenge of handling payments across online, physical stores, and this thing they call unified commerce.
Yeah.
It's not just one simple system anymore, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. And just to quickly touch on something unique that popped up early from several clients, companies like MyLapse, Top Vintage, they specifically praised EcomStream's no cure, no pay approach, which, removes a huge layer of risk for the client, makes it a pretty compelling model.
Yeah, that certainly lowers the barrier to entry. So, okay, let's unpack this then. If EcomStream isn't a payment provider themselves, what exactly do these clients say they do? How do they operate?
Well, the sources generally describe them as providing independent cost and performance improvement services,
Independent, okay.
and specifically tailored for retailers dealing with online POS, that's point of sale in stores, and this unified commerce payment world.
Okay, and just so we're crystal clear on unified commerce, what exactly does that mean in this context? Because it comes up a bit.
Yeah, good question. Think of it as connecting the dots, right, across all the channels. It's about needing, say, a single view or system to handle transactions that might start online but finish in store.
Like click and collect, maybe.
Exactly. Or managing returns seamlessly no matter where you bought it, or integrating loyalty points you earned anywhere. It's linking online and offline payments, customer interactions, into one hopefully smooth experience. That's the kind of complexity Swiss Sense is juggling, with their 120 stores and multiple web shops.
Got it. Okay, so EcomStream helps companies navigate that kind of complexity. How do clients describe the approach? What's it like working with them?
They often describe them as an expert guide. Iztok Falala from Sensilab specifically sees them as crucial during those sometimes tricky negotiations with payment service providers, PSPs.
The actual payment processors.
Right. EcomStream provides the analysis, the sort of strategic thinking, and helps connect those tactical details back to the client's bigger business picture.
So it sounds like they really get into the weeds with the client, but as an outside expert looking in.
That's a good way to put it. Jordan Sykes at Bugaboo International mentioned EcomStream handled a lot of the, quote, heavy lifting and even helped script communication. They acted as a silent partner during negotiations.
A silent partner. Interesting.
Yeah, that idea comes up quite a bit. It means EcomStream is deeply involved, but behind the scenes, taking on tasks that would otherwise eat up a lot of internal time and resources. Clients like Staples Europe mentioned getting help with contracting, setting up payment solutions. They specifically referenced working with Adyen in their case.
And Stefan Scheilemann, back at Swiss Sense, he highlighted that EcomStream keeps monitoring effectiveness on the back end, even after things are set up.
Right, it's not just set and forget.
And Noel Manning from Home Fashion Group pointed out it's not just about a quick fix either. The focus seems to be on long-term added value.
Which is pretty essential when you're talking about core infrastructure like payment systems, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, if we look at the impact of all this work, this is where the testimonials get, well, incredibly compelling.
And I'm guessing, based on what you said earlier, the absolute dominant theme reported by client after client is cost savings.
Overwhelmingly so, yeah. It's not just a benefit. It often feels like the primary outcome mentioned. So Vincent Delvoye at VitaXL saw significant savings on new contracts. Camille Slots at MyLabs reported great cost savings. Sensilab Group reduced processing fees. Swiss Sense achieved significant savings through what they called a rational approach, estimating around 20-25%.
20 to 25% just on core payment costs. I mean, that's substantial by itself. But hang on, we heard even bigger numbers mentioned, right?
We did. Tim Schelling from Vision Healthcare, and they're a fast-growing group, something like 250-arm turnover, he stated they save about 20% on operational costs related to payments.
Okay, 20%. Still very solid.
But here's the kicker, he added. Without any risks or further investments, and without any changes to our technical infrastructure.
Wait, hang on. They achieve 20% savings without changing their systems. How's that even possible?
Yeah, that's the interesting part, isn't it? That's where that specialized knowledge really comes into play. PSP contracts, their fee structures, they can be incredibly complex, almost labyrinthine.
Right.
Saving like that often come from optimizing fee categories, making sure transactions are routed efficiently to minimize costs, sometimes identifying and correcting billing errors, or just renegotiating terms based on, you know, up-to-date market benchmarks, and really understanding the PSP's own cost structure.
So finding inefficiencies or maybe misalignments that are kind of hidden within the existing setup?
Exactly. It's about knowing where to look and what questions to ask.
So the expertise is really in understanding that whole maze of payment pricing and operations maybe better than the company themselves, or at least being able to navigate the nuances with the PSP effectively.
Precisely. Look at Top Vintage. They reported significant savings for online payments that'll benefit them for years. Deal Economy renegotiated with their PSP, got good results. And then you have these really sort of eye-opening cases, Bungle and Net Group. Their analysis led to a negotiation resulting in a 50% saving. 50% saving with their existing PSP. And Bookit saw considerable savings of over 30% on their annual spend.
Wow. A 50% saving on payments with your current provider. That feels like finding money you just didn't know you had lying around.
It really highlights just how much potential cost optimization might be hiding within what seemed like fixed operational expenses. So yeah, the reported savings figures we saw range from around 20% right up to that striking 50%.
Okay, that's huge on the cost side. But beyond just the, you know, the bottom line on fees, declines talk about improving the payment process itself, the performance.
Absolutely. Cost is critical, obviously, but performance definitely matters too. Home Fashion Group mentioned optimizing the payment provider implementation.
Okay.
Sensilab focused on optimizing authorization rates.
Right. Authorization rates. Why is optimizing those important? What does that actually involve day to day?
Well, the authorization rate is basically the percentage of attempted transactions that get successfully approved.
Okay.
So if that rate is low, it means valid customer payments are getting declined. That leads to lost sales, frustrated customers.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Yeah, definitely.
Optimization there can involve things like ensuring data is formatted correctly when it's sent, maybe routing transactions via the most efficient channels, or even fine-tuning fraud detection settings so they don't accidentally block legitimate purchases.
Ah, so it's quite technical.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Suitable mentioned general optimization of payment processes, and Bax Music noted that these kinds of improvements actually allowed them to offer customers better services, but at lower rates. Win-win.
So it's not just about paying less, it's also making sure the whole system actually works better for the customer.
Exactly.
And doing all this clearly requires a very specific skill set. I noticed the sources really heavily emphasize EcomStream's expertise.
Oh yeah, it's consistently praised. Yeah. It seems to be a key differentiator for them. Iztok Vala from Sensilab called it exceptional expertise. Noel Manning at Home Fashion Group described the consultant as a real payment expert and a great professional. And Stefan Schelemann at Swiss Sense pointed out that this expertise allows for a genuinely neutral discussion of complex stuff, even when they're negotiating directly with the company's own current PSP.
That neutrality sounds pretty crucial when you're trying to optimize terms with a provider you rely on every single day.
It absolutely is. You need that objective view. Remco Van Houten, also at Home Fashion Group, found the expertise very knowledgeable. Frank Hanen at VitaXL said the knowledge and expertise helped us very well.
Right.
Top Vintage noted a lot of expertise in the field of payment solutions and PSPs. And Vision Healthcare explicitly stated this knowledge is very specialist. It's pretty clear clients feel they're working with someone who deeply, deeply understands this specific niche.
Okay, given all that complexity and the need for specialist knowledge, how was the actual experience of working with EcomStream described? Did it, like, require a ton of internal time from the clients?
That's another area where the feedback is notably positive and really consistent. Clients frequently mention the ease and efficiency of it all.
Oh,
yeah. Vincent Delvoy at VitaXL said working with him has been an absolute pleasure. Vitamin Store described the interaction as fast, decisive, professional. Home Fashion Group found the approach correct, proactive, to the point.
So that heavy lifting thing that Bugaboo mentioned earlier, that really translated into a smooth process for the client side.
It certainly seems so. Jordan Sykes at Bugaboo International specifically noted they picked up all the heavy lifting, which resulted in significant saving with very little time investment our side.
Wow.
And Tim Schelling from Vision Healthcare echoed that exact point, saying the entire trajectory cost us hardly any time. I mean, that combination, big savings with minimal internal effort, that's a powerful message, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a strong value proposition. Minimum hassle, maximum gain.
Seems to be the theme. Many others reported, you know, pleasant, fast, clear communication. Suitable noted, fast, direct communication underpins pleasant cooperation. Bettersport found responses quickly, clearly, and properly. Oily World experienced work that was decisively, accurately, and with results, and said the collaboration is very pleasant. And Carol Vos at Curl Vote really appreciated that Ecomstream keeps promises and does not have to be chased. He is the proactive type.
Sounds like they just get on with it.
Pretty much.
And these results, these positive collaboration experiences, they seem to span a really diverse group of clients looking at the sources. It's not just one type of business.
Yes, that's very evident. You see large, well-known retailers like Lean Baker and Quantum, Swiss Sense, Staples Europe.
Big names.
Right. But also a really wide range of specialized e-commerce and, you know, brick-and-mortar retailers, too.
Yeah.
Companies like AMAC, Vitamin Store, Bugaboo, Top Vintage, Bax Music, many others. And Vision Healthcare, as we mentioned, is a large multi-country group, which highlights the scale they can handle.
And Swiss Sense, going back to them, they really embody that omnichannel complexity, don't they? With their big store network and multiple web shops, it shows this expertise applies across different retail models, including that tricky unified commerce space we talked about.
Exactly. The approach seems adaptable, whether you're huge and complex or maybe more specialized. It fits different sizes and complexities within that retail sector.
Okay. So let's maybe connect this back to you, the listener. You might be running a business or overseeing its operations. Why does this deep dive, this analysis of Ecomstream's client feedback, why does it matter for you?
Well, I think the key takeaway is that payment systems are just. They're no longer a simple transaction at the till.
Right.
They are incredibly complex networks. You've got layers of fees, really varied contract terms, technical setups across online, physical channels.
It's a lot.
It is. And as these testimonials really highlight, this complexity means costs can often be significantly higher than they need to be, sometimes hidden in plain sight within those contracts or fee structures.
And getting it wrong hurts.
Exactly. Getting the system right, optimizing it,
yeah,
impacts both your business's profitability, your bottom line, and your customer's checkout experience.
Because, yeah, a smooth payment is kind of invisible, isn't it? But a failed one, that's something the customer definitely remembers.
Precisely. So hearing about the potential for really substantial savings, you know, 20, 30, even 50% in some cases, and streamlined operations, all achieved through specialized independent help, it just underscores the value of having deep niche expertise in an area that, frankly, many companies might not have the internal resources or the very specific knowledge to optimize themselves.
Especially when you factor in models like no cure, no pay, which kind of shifts the risk away from the client.
Right. That makes exploring it much easier.
Okay. So wrapping up this deep dive into the client experiences with Ecomstream, the picture that's painted by these testimonials and videos seems pretty consistent. They specialize in helping retailers navigate the often, let's say, opaque world of payment providers and their contracts.
Mm-hmm. And the results clients reported are, you have to say, genuinely compelling. We're talking significant cost savings, frequently cited in that 20% to 50% range.
Which is huge.
Yeah, alongside meaningful optimization of the actual payment processes and performance, like getting those authorization rates up.
And all this while clients generally describe the collaboration as professional, highly efficient, and often surprisingly easy on their end, requiring minimal time investment from their side. That's thanks to Ecomstream, you know, taking on the heavy lifting and acting as that silent partner.
And the no cure, no pay model clearly makes it easier for companies to engage in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Lowers that initial hurdle.
Yeah, definitely seems to be a key enabler.
It certainly looks like they deliver on their promise, at least according to this set of clients.
Okay, so here's maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to consider based on everything we've explored today. In this competitive world where businesses are juggling multiple channels, online, offline, and every single percentage point really impacts profitability, how much hidden potential, maybe in the form of unnecessary costs or just suboptimal performance, might be sitting there undetected within the payment contracts and the technical configurations you already have in place right now with your service providers.
Definitely something worth investigating further, isn't it?